The island of Martha's Vineyard has a long and close connection to the Charles W. Morgan. The whale ship was built in New Bedford in 1841, but the family that owned the shipyard lived in Chilmark, and many men from island families served aboard the Morgan as crew members, harpooners, and captains during her 37 whaling voyages. For the Morgan's 38th voyage this month, a Vineyard Haven boatyard was selected to build one of the smaller vessels the whale ship carries on her deck. Nat Benjamin is co-owner of Gannon and Benjamin Marine Railway.
They needed some whale boats, which are the small 28-foot double-ended hunting boats that the whale ship carries on her deck, and they would launch them to go after and hunt the whales when they spotted them.
The Morgan's new whale boats are exact replicas of the 19th-century boats that were used to harpoon whales and bring them back to the ship.
The model was a beetle whale boat, an absolutely exquisitely beautiful double-ended 28-foot vessel with a beautiful sheer and a lovely run and sensual sections and just a magnificent vessel.
The whaleboats are easy to launch from the deck of a ship, and then they can be rowed using an oar for steering, or they can be sailed with a rudder.
It's always good to have some redundancy in a vessel that's coming close to the largest mammal on the planet with its flukes flailing around and so forth. So there was, to say the least, an element of danger.
The whaleboat design reached its ultimate form in the 19th century, but its origins go back more than 1,000 years.
The Norse sailors were using double-ended whaleboats to hunt whales in the 9th century. And when you think of the shape of the boat and the type of boat, it really goes back to man's earliest creation, the canoe.
Gannon and Benjamin built the whaleboat using white oak and traditional tools and techniques.
Planes, chisels, hatchets, adzes, all those boat-building tools were used building the whaleboat. Bandsaw has been around for a long, long time, and they were steam-powered before they became electrified.
The Morgan no longer hunts whales, but she will be launching her whaleboats for racing and demonstration. In Vineyard Haven, I'm Louisa Hufstadter for WCAI.